The Bodhisattva Sila Sutra says, our fundamental self-nature is clear and pure. If we recognize our own mind and see the nature, we shall all perfect the Buddha way. The Vimalakirti Nirdesha Sutra says, just then, suddenly regain your original mind. Before, in the previous paragraph, they mentioned about the sudden enlightenment. Let me read. Good knowing advisor and enlightened, the Buddha is a living being at the time of a single enlightened thought. The living being is a Buddha. Therefore, we should know that the 10,000 dhammas exist totally within your own mind. Why don't you, from within your own mind, suddenly see the true suchness of your original nature? Then, it quotes the statement from Bodhisattva Sila Sutra, which means Brahmanet Sutra. Our fundamental self-nature is clear and pure. I think our fundamental self-nature is clear and pure means I think the phenomenal world and the truth, excuse me, there is no gap, no partition between the original, the phenomenon and the truth, or self-nature, original self-nature, and also the self, the ordinary self. So no gap between subject and object, no gap, no partition. That's why original nature is very clear and pure. Nothing called partition or wall or gap. There is nothing. So that's why he says, our fundamental self-nature is clear and pure. If we recognize our own mind and see the nature, we shall all perfect the Buddha way. The Buddha way, that's why Buddha way is to see no gap between the subject and object, and you and the object, your object, and also all living beings. There is no gap. Object means not only one object you can see, but you have to see all objects. I think if you see the table, I think you have to see the something clear and pure where the not only the table but also many beings exist simultaneously, because original nature is very clear and pure. So everything anyway can exist in peace, in harmony, exchanging their position. The super speed, you know how, but anyway, intellectually it's impossible. Two beings exist simultaneously, occupying the moment, a place, a moment. Excuse me, occupying a portion of a space. It's impossible. But strictly speaking, they exist simultaneously in peace, in harmony, at a moment. Because no gap between. If you see even a small gap, that is dualistic. So we don't understand why they all sentient beings exist, and we don't understand why we have to see not only the table but also all sentient beings. We don't understand it. For instance, I think if you practice like this in the Sangha, I don't think you can practice by yourself, separated from others. I think you should practice with other people. You know, we were sitting here like this. You cannot sit by yourself. You have to see, if you want to sit here, you have to see with, you have to sit with all of them. And also you have to sit floor, table, your clothes, the air, all things, because all exist simultaneously. We don't understand the intellectual in a dualistic sense. But it is really true. That's why not sitting is not only the sitting here. Before you sit, already sitting begins. When you come here in the entrance, already it's sitting starts. But we don't believe this. When you get into the entrance, it is already sitting. That's why in the Zen dimensions, how to behave in a Zendo, that's really, apparently, it is very rigid, because you have to always follow, obey form and gassho and how to get into. So apparently it's ridiculous, but it is really true. If you don't practice like this, you don't understand. Original nature of the mind is pure and clear. It's not Dogen Zenji's idea. It is really Buddhist ideas, Buddhist enlightenment. That's why you have to sit from the beginning. When you get up in the morning, this is already the opportunity when the zazen starts. So that is no gap. Okay? I mean pure and clean. If you recognize our own mind and see the nature, you shall all perfect the Buddha way. This is the Buddha way. Okay? Buddha way. Even though your head doesn't accept, and you may behave like this. You should behave. You should act in that way. That is to achieve, to recognize, to suddenly, all of a sudden, you to achieve to perfect Buddha way. Buddha way means universal state of existence, whatever you say, which is pure and clean. The Vimala Kyuri Nirdesha Sutra says, to then suddenly regain your original mind. Your original mind is Buddha mind, which means magnanimity, magnanimous state of mind. Your mind becomes very magnanimous, extending into your mind is extending into everything. Your mind extending today, right now, zazen, your zazen, but not only that, your zazen, the other zazen, Christian's zazen, and air's zazen, they are also sitting in you. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Why do you sit zazen? Other Buddha nature, then your mind becomes magnanimous. If you we chant sometimes the Jijiyu Zammai, you read this one again and again. But if you read this, if you try to understand Jijiyu Zammai in terms of intellectual sense, but that Jijiyu Zammai really far from us, we don't understand it. But if you practice it, receive it, and if you practice like this, well, it's up here. So when you sit down, not only you, table sit down, floor sit down, just as well as you sit, air sitting. So you have to sit with all sentient beings, we should say. And also, all sentient beings interact with you, helping what? To perfect, to achieve Buddha. That's why it says, Bhimarakirti Sutra says, just then, suddenly means beyond the terms, suddenly. Still, suddenly means still idea of time, idea of process of time. Suddenly means no gap between. Okay. You and sitting, you and all sentient beings, and sitting, all beings sitting right now. Suddenly regain your original mind. That's why if you sit, your mind becomes magnanimous. That's why Dogen Zenji mentioned in the record of things heard. If you sit in Zazen, you become getting better. You are getting better. Yes, it is. So your mind becomes very magnanimous, compassionate, and wisdom. Okay, that's next page, 111. Good knowing are virtues. When I was the high master Jen, I was enlightened as soon as I heard his words, and suddenly so the true success of my own original nature. That is why I am spreading this method of teaching which leads students of the way to become enlightened suddenly to Bodhi as each contemplates his own mind and see his own original nature. Okay. So when I was with High Master Jen, fifth patriarch, who is teacher of sixth patriarch, the High Master Jen. So when I was with High Master Jen, fifth patriarch, I was enlightened as soon as I heard his words and suddenly, so his words means the original nature of the mind is pure and clean. And see into one's own nature. That's why you have to see one's own nature. So that mind doesn't mean your mind, including the mind of the floor, mind of the air, mind of the trees, mind of the creek, mind of birds, mind of chirping of birds. So, on mind, this is universal mind. That's why original nature of the mind is pure and clean. That mind is not outside. Is within you, in you. So that, if you find that one, it is.
It's not beyond
whether you find or not. It is already there. So that is original nature of the mind, which is clear and pure. That's why no gap between. That's why if you see the trees, very natural, you can share your magnanimity with chair, with tree, with table. That's why whatever you do, you can do with all sentient beings. You can sit with a tree. You can sit with a bird. So, when what that is, his words, okay? I was enlightened as soon as I heard his words and suddenly saw the true suchness of my own original nature. That is why I am spreading this method of teaching which leads students of the way to become enlightened, suddenly to body. So, as each contemplates his own mind and sees his own original nature. So, he says he uses to become enlightened. excuse me, that is why I am spreading this method of teaching, which leads students of the way to become enlightened, suddenly to body. So I think after practicing, you cannot be enlightened. You cannot attain enlightenment because you are already body, or you are already Buddha, living in the Buddha way, universe. So if you behave as universal creature, universal being, you are universe. If you are American, then you do Buddhism, you practice Buddhism. It is American Buddhism. But if you try to see the American Buddhism outside, you never know what American Buddhism. No. You should trust in you as American, not Japanese. Why do you complain? That's what I mention always. You should make a history, Buddhist history, by individual. That is very American Buddhist, American Buddhism. But we are always seeking for American Buddhism outside. Later it says, you never know what American Buddhism is. If you want to know, if you want to build up American Buddhism, why don't you do a show? You bow up to the Buddha. This is American Buddhism. Because you are American. Who are you? If you always complain, you are complaining Americans. It's ridiculous for me. You should trust in you as American more, much, much more than before. So that is suddenly, okay? To become enlightened suddenly to body as each contemplates his own mind and sees his own original nature. Next page. If you are unable to enlighten yourself, 112. If you are unable to enlighten yourself, you must seek out a great, good, knowing advisor, one who understands the Dharma of the most superior vehicle and who will direct you to the right road. Such a good, knowing advisor possesses great karmic conditions, which is to say, that he would transform you and guide you and lead you to see your nature. It is because of the good knowing advisor that all wholesome dharmas can arise. All the Buddhas of the three periods of time and the 12 divisions of sutra texts as well exist within the nature of people, originally complete within them. If you are unable to enlighten yourself, you should seek out the instruction of a good knowing advisor who will lead you to see your nature. If you are unable to enlighten yourself, you must seek out a great good knowing advisor, one who understands the Dharma of the most superior vehicle and who will direct you to the right road. Let me read the next paragraph, 113. If you are one who enlightens himself, you need not seek a teacher outside. If you insist that it is necessary to seek a good knowing advisor in the hope of obtaining liberation, you are mistaken. Why? Within your mind, there is self-enlightenment which is a knowing advisor. But if you give rise to deviant confusion, false thoughts, and perversions, although a good knowing advisor external to you instructs you, he cannot save you. Okay. Apparently, you understand this paragraph. If you don't attain enlightenment, I think you should seek for a teacher, a great good knowing advisor. At that time, you evaluate that you are not Buddha. So, you have to seek for the teacher who guides you to attain enlightenment. But this is dualistic understanding. I don't mean it says, but apparently like that. I think the Tathagata Gaudiya, we say Buddha nature means gotra in Sanskrit. Gotra means kind of a seas. But seas has two meanings. One is seas has its own capacity, great capacity to be Buddha, to be frog, to be plant. On the other hand, second is seas has a power to grow, the power to function, to be alive. Two meanings, okay? In terms of capacity to be a plant, according to Buddha's teaching, I think it is empty, completely equal. Okay. That capacity is Buddha nature, exactly. Including you, whatever you think, you, plants, trees, air, table, even a dung. Beautiful things, not beautiful things. All things are complete capacity to be a plant, to be a creature, to be a being, exactly, beyond your speculation. That is called Buddha nature, we say. According to central philosophy, Buddhist philosophy, it is called emptiness because it is pure and clean, no gap between you and tree, you and Buddha, ordinary people and Buddhas, no gap between, exactly clean and pure. Secondly, it has great power to grow, to function, to walk from moment to moment. It has. So we should water, we should be watering plant, we should give warmness from the sun to the plant. We should give our human effort to this, to the plant, to the seed. Then, it's good. But if you put seed more carelessly, it has power to be functioning. Even though you put it on the floor, it's functioning. It doesn't lose the power to grow. All this function. But if you put the seed on the floor, it doesn't work. So we should put it in the proper place. How? When you do gassho, you should put yourself in gassho form. That is appropriate place. Then it's gone. But if you don't, it seems it's grow, but it's not healthy. It's sick. Sick plants coming up. So in order to be free from sickness of the plants, we have to put ourselves in the form of gassho if you have to do. That's it. This is appropriate place. Then it's grow. Well, baby has capacity to walk and also power to walk. So when the time comes, even though time doesn't come, the capacity to walk, the power to grow, to walk, doesn't disappear. So, mother has to help. He or she can walk. That is, we call Buddha nature. Or in Buddhism, Tathagata Gaudiya, we say. Or maybe in the Buddhist teaching, I think the concept Buddha and Bodhisattva. Buddha and Bodhisattva, both are different, but both the same. When you walk, you are Bodhisattva and also you are Buddha simultaneously. But if you explain it, they are different because they are functioning in different way a little bit if you explain it. But right in the middle of process of your action, activities, both working together. But if you taste it, that process of practice or action, you can see that two things, Buddha and Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva is kind of a co-worker who walks, who walks with the people. Or he or who walks, walk, hand in hand with the peoples, with all sentient beings, in the dualistic world, in the Sakha world. Now the Sakha world is front field. Not the abstract world, not behind, except in front field. Bodhisattva always working there. But in the front world or in the Sakha world, there are many things occur. So even the Bodhisattva is difficult to stand up straight. That's why he needs Buddha behind who support, concentrate. That is Buddha. Buddha is spiritual supporter who doesn't appear in the front, always behind. Behind doesn't mean front and behind. I don't know, but it's very difficult to say. That's why I use behind. But behind means in the depth of being. Or inside, you can say, but I don't know. How can I say? So behind, Buddha always exists. Buddha is always behind you as a spiritual supporter and encourage you for Bodhisattva. That is a Buddha. That's why in the sutra, Buddha doesn't appear in the front field, always behind. Bodhisattva always working with the people, helping and teaching always. Both are in us simultaneously. Do you understand this one? This is very important, okay? Otherwise, you cannot walk with all sentient beings in Sakha world. No, you never know. You never do it. Even though you say you are Bodhisattva, even though you attain the being, you can't do it. So, that is, Buddha is capacity to grow. Okay? Capacity. Everyone has this capacity. Secondly, you have power to grow. This is a Bodhisattva. Always function there. So, then you read this one, okay? You little bit understand. If you, next, such a good knowing advisor possesses great karmic conditions. Karmic condition originally is as conditional elements innate, isn't it? Great karmic conditions, here says. That is great conditional elements, okay? Or great cause and conditions, whatever you say. But karmic conditions means cause and effects, cause and conditions. That is simultaneously Buddha nature. So Buddha nature comes from cause and conditions. Cause and conditions comes from Buddha nature. Means phenomenon is identical with the truth. So karmic life, karmic condition, everyone has karmic condition. Karagis, this form is karmic. And table, this is karmic. But karmic is not something wrong, not something right. Okay. Everyone has karmic means. The owl has its own karmic means capacity to see everything at night. You cannot imitate it. is his karmic record. Dogs has its own karmic record. Skins, hairs, shape, form, which is completely different from human beings. That is his karmic record. Think in the koan. You can see this. Why dog has karmic life, you know, karmic consciousness. If dog is Buddha nature, why he has this? So we have a karmic life. Everyone is different, okay? Everyone is characterized by karmic life of their own. But it is not wrong. It is not right. That's why sometimes we are really respect person who might represent his own or her own karmic life. Then we really respect as saint. I don't think it is right. But I don't think it is wrong. It's fine. But Buddhism doesn't say karmic life is wrong, karmic life is right. No. Point is, we should constantly deepen karmic life because karmic life is Buddha. And then we say karmic life Buddha. So why don't you accept karmic life? No. If you say so, you stay on the chair of Buddha. So you never have a chance to deepen the stage of the Buddha. Buddha is not the stage. Buddha is constantly great energies to encourage you to deepen, to taste your life. And then you can create total whole personality from which you can really educate, nurture you and everyone. That is great, good advice. So, such a good knowing advisor possesses great karmic conditions, okay? Do you understand karmic condition? Well, great, good knowing advisor possesses great karmic conditions, which is to say that he will transform you and guide you and lead you to see your nature. One of the great Zen teachers was asked by the students and something like this. I don't remember exactly, but he asked him, how can I say it? Kind of, I have great capacity to be a master of calligrapher, something like this. Okay. And I, get respect from the people, something like this. And then the master says, "How stupid you are!" Because you respect karmic life. You respect karmic life. Do you understand? Because he doesn't put you or put him down. I don't think what he wants to say is to let him be free from sitting on the chair of how wonderful karmic life is. Karmic life is. And I have great capacity to be a master of the calligraphers. It said, I am master of a pool, something like that. Yes, it is great, because no one imitated. So we should respect, but I don't think we should be proud of ourselves. I am great. At that time, you know, deepening your life stops. You can stop deepening your life, deepening the experience. That's why if you, the more you become a master of something, the more you continue practicing. You understand? You can see the people like this. The more you become a famous pianist and dancers, the more they always practicing, because there is no reason why they have to stay at a certain stage and showing the proud of his life. No way. Constantly deepening his or her experience of dancer, music, etc. But spiritually, it's pretty hard to practice this because it's vast. So, it is because of the good knowing advisor that all wholesome dharmas can arise. That's why if you do it, very naturally, whole dharmas appears. Whole dharmas can arise. That is, whole dharma means whole personality can arise. But your consciousness never know. But if you do it, naturally, whole personality grows. All the Buddhas of the three periods of time and the 12 divisions of sutra texts as well exist within the nature of people originally complete within them. The 12 divisions of sutra text means Buddha's teaching. Okay? All Buddha's teaching, whatever kind of scriptures, all Buddha's teaching always mentioned that point. If you are unable to enlighten yourself, you should seek out the instruction of good knowing advisor who will lead you to see your nature. 113, page 113, if you are one who enlightens himself, you need not seek the teacher outside. That's why you cannot seek for the teacher outside. Of course, it is outside teacher there. But actually, you have to behave as a teacher, okay, as a Buddha. Spiritual support. If I say so, if I explain it, but actually, you must be teacher first. Otherwise, there is no chance to give hands to you. So, for instance, Obaku's and Master Bao's at the Butsuden Buddha Hall. And do you know that discussion, stories, monk asked, why do you bow? Because the Buddha says, don't expect anything from outside, from the Buddha. Paul says, I just bow like this. He demonstrated his bow. That is what? It is not idea. You have to show. You have to demonstrate. Demonstrate. If you demonstrate, you can taste who you are, where you are. So very naturally you taste it. But if you taste it, you immediately judge yourself in terms of a certain stage of tasting your experience. And then at that time, you stop growing. Naturally, you become critical toward you, sometimes to others. And Paul says, I just bow means you have to continually deepen the experience of bowing. That's it. I bow now, not complete. You should test it and deepen it. Deepen means you should keep it warm in your heart. So all you have to do is deepening means constantly bow, bow, constantly bow. Flow of activities. That is deepening the experience instead of sitting on the chair of a certain stage of experience. No. If your life is not flowing, you never tasted anything. Regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not, your life is constantly flowing. That's why if you do something, you can taste it, you can experience it. But people always stay on the certain stage of experience. That is to stop growing. Then you critical toward you, or you proud of yourself too much. And then you create ism and ideas. That's why he says, if you are one who enlightened himself, you need not seek to a teacher of side. Okay? That it means if you insist that it is necessary to seek a good knowing advice in the hope of obtaining liberation, you are mistaken. So if you see the teacher in front of you, what do you have to see the teacher? You have to see the teacher in terms of the form, karmic life only. Most of the people always see the teacher from the karmic life only, that's it. That's why you always judge he's good teacher, he's bad teacher. You can't ignore this karmic life, but a karmic life, you cannot stay on the karmic life, no. Even you cannot stay always on the chair of karmic life, no. Because if I criticize you, you are bad guy or good guy. It is, you don't satisfy yourself. Because you trust in you. Something more than critical, karmic life. Good or bad, right or wrong. You trust in you like this. That's why if I critical toward you, you don't satisfy. Even though I am not critical to you, you don't satisfy who you are. You are something more than that. If you feel pain from life, and then can't you judge your life in terms of just pain? No. You still trust in you something more than pain you have experienced. So who you are? You are a painful person? You are stupid? No. you are good, no? Why? Within your own mind, there is self-enlightenment, which is knowing advisory. But if you give rise to deviance, confusion, false thoughts, and perversions, although a good knowing advisory external to you instructs you, he cannot save you. No, he cannot save you anyone. Just like I told you before, maybe one person who want to run a business, but he doesn't have money. If he doesn't have money, why don't you stop? But he can't stop because he wants to do it. But he doesn't have money. So what should I do? What should he do? So he asked the master, what can I do? He said, if you don't have money, stop it. But he said, I cannot stop it, that's fine, this is suffering. How can I help? No way to help. Okay, one more, page 114. If you give rise to genuine prajna, complete the contemplation and illumination in the space of an instant, all false thoughts are extinguished. If you recognize your self-nature in a single moment of enlightenment, you will arrive at the stage of a Buddha. This is salvation. It's exactly salvation. Salvation means peace. Perfect peace. Perfect peace and harmony. Where is the peace and the harmony? Nowhere. You expect. Nowhere means activities, actions. In absence, nowhere to poke it into. All you have to do is to let your life to flow. Constantly to let your life to flow means to let the flow of life force blooms constantly. And then, right in the middle of this flow of activities, there is salvation or peace. No other place. But we are always thinking, even practice, okay, as a concept, idea, we are fall into ideas, so-called practice. We never know. Flow of practice, flow of activity, as a practice, we don't know. There is no chance to get salvation to peace. No. In any ideas, any concept, any the world of the conceptualization, no peace, no salvation. You can build up beautiful idealistical philosophies, psychology, Buddhist philosophy. You can do it. But never salvation. No salvation there. That's why it says, if you give rise to genuine prajna contemplation and illuminations, illumination is functioning of life, okay, aliveness of life. That is illumination. In the space of instant, all falls and thoughts and it are extinguished. Exactly, if you do it, the ordinary person, karmic life becomes accepted Buddha. karmic life shows Buddha nature. We don't believe this, but there is a salvation. If you want to get the revelation from the God in church, what do? You have to pray. You have to pray to God. It's not idea of pray, but to participate in the deep course of prayer. That's it. Then if you think you don't understand salvation or revelation from the God, you never know. But if you do it, there is revelation or salvation there. That's why Christian monks in a monastery listen to prayer. Then if you visit there, you are really impressed by just practice by them. You don't know why. If you recognize your self nature, that is your self nature, okay? In a single moment of enlightenment, you will arrive at the stage of a Buddha. That is Buddha. That is Buddha way. That is to accomplish or to perfect Buddha way. Okay. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I have a question about not sticking to karmic life. In your story, the person said the great capacity for calligraphy, and people respect that. I have trouble understanding the negative response. Why say you are stupid? Why not just say, you know, you have to keep flowing? It seems like if you say you are stupid, it's because you think that if you say something positive, the person will stick. But if you say something negative, people also stick. So why is the negative held up as a superior method?
It depends on the individual. Sometimes you can say, just flow, just keep going. Sometimes you have to say stupid. It depends on the individual. I can't say, I don't have any particular pattern. To say, in that case, to say stupid to the person. No, it's not pattern. Individually, according to the personality, circumstances, you have to teach.
It looks like a pattern.
No, it's not a pattern.
You said,
it is a case.
Even if I approve of you, even if I disapprove of you, like that is not, doesn't satisfy you, but yet
you, well, even though you don't satisfy, or you satisfy from that statement, that's alright. That's why it's not pattern. If you have a certain pattern, from the pattern you have to taste something. You have to attain enlightenment. But it's not pattern. It's case. It's event. But event must be important because you have to take care of the event with wholeheartedness. Because the event is always occurred and disappeared. If you say patterns, we always, it depends on the patterns. And then try to use it. But when you use it, I think pattern is not always a certain pattern. Because pattern changes, pattern is changed by individual way. So there is no particular pattern. You have to teach, you have to demonstrate to yourself, as in terms of universal sense, in the universal perspective, according to the personality, according to circumstances. This is the Buddha did. And says it's not path. It's pretty hard because we want to have a path. For instance, people ask me always, when you are in the anger, how can I deal with the anger? There is no particular pattern how to deal with the anger, no. But we always try to have a pattern because so-called anger is always pattern for them. So that's why they are stuck. They are stuck in the pattern. But it's not. If you have a pattern of a pain or anger, already you judge, evaluate you in terms of only the anger. That's it. But a world is bad. You can say my life is completely encompassed by anger. No. So you are something more than anger. You can have any particular pattern. So right in the middle of anger, there is something you can do. In order to do this, how can you do it? It's pretty hard for yourself. That's why you need some guidance, some help. That's why sometimes keep going. Just keep going. Go ahead. You know, don't stay with the anger for long. I don't think you should throw away anger. No, but anyway, you should carry the anger, but go, keep going. Always help. But sometimes they are very grouchy. That's why sometimes we have to say how stupid you are. You know? Sometimes you have to push from the back, go, something like that. Anyway, it's case.
When I am very angry, it seems sometimes that the whole world is, it just seems like it's completely anger. And you said that's not the case. So I wonder what it means for you then when you're very angry. How you deal with that?
Well, that's why. If I say, if I have an anger, if I see the anger, immediately I see my life and I judge, evaluate my life completely encompassed by anger. Nothing else. That's why I become disappointed and despair. But why do I despair? Because I see unconsciously something more than anger. That's why I despair. If I don't see anything, no need to despair. Whole life becomes pain and completely no need to despair. But I see something more than that. Anger, something more than my life is not only anger, something more. That's why I try to do something consciously or unconsciously. That makes me despair and disappointed. But if I am disappointed, completely lose the energy to live because I don't see anything else. That's why the whole world becomes occupied by them. That's deluded, perverted. That's why you need some help. You can see something more than not teaching. Teaching is in you already. Because that, from that teaching, despair, disappointment comes up. So let's see the world in the universal perspective. Your life, pain or anger, should be seen from many angles. Okay? You cannot judge your life in terms of just one angle, so-called pain or anger, hatred, etc. If you stay with it, whole world becomes getting worse and worse. That's why Buddha always they awaken you to see the world in a big universal perspective. Practically speaking, that is to deeply concentrate your experience. Don't stay with experience it, don't stay with experience for long. Anyway, deepen it again and again, because life is unfathomable. Depth of life is unfathomable. No end, no beginning. That is Buddha's world.
When you say you do something, what do you mean do something?
Do deepen. Deepen your experience. Instead of staying with experience, judging the world according to your experience. If you have important ideas, outlook on the life and the world, you immediately see the world. That's it.
How do you deepen your experience?
That's why you have to keep going. Constantly keep going.
But that sounds like avoiding your experience.
No, not avoiding. Because if you walk, keep going, naturally you experience. This moment you can experience because you do it. Then, usually people are judged, critical to the people, to themselves, by the stage result of experience. And then they stop going. But all you have to do is, life is going. That's why all you have to do is to keep going. Means if you keep going, very natural experience. But don't stay with it. Go, keep going. Go, go. That's why Prabhupada says, Jati Gati Paragati Parasangati Bodhiswaha. Gone, gone beyond. Beyond. Gone beyond. That's all we have to do. That is a deepening your life. Defining your life. And Ujjama Roshi's book says, defining yourself, that means constantly deepening, because this is unfathomable life.
Is the Zen way of dealing with karmic life to renounce karmic life?
Denounce? Denounce means to keep away from.
Well, that was my next question.
Well, denounce means that if you accept the Buddha's teaching in a dualistic sense, karmic life should be denounced, abandoned. At that time, you have to die anyway. You have to make your body ash, then go to the nirvana. But this is not realistic. Idealistically, we want, but that is to see the world in terms of certain idea. I mentioned ism, Buddhism. Buddhism is not ism. Buddhism is not to see human life in terms of a certain angle, so-called Buddhism. No. If you think denunciation is important because if you see human life, the sakha world is really jammed with miserable pains, it says, so we should denounce. That is already a certain idea. But I don't mean you shouldn't denounce, but we should be free from, but aware. After killing your body, throwing away your body, and attaining enlightenment, nirvana, that is? I don't think so. The other world, after death? No. Day to day, we have to do it. How do you do it? This is a question. where is the renunciation? Renunciation is salvation, in other words. You cannot judge human life in terms of all his intellectual understanding, okay? You have to understand enlightenment in terms of wisdom, but simultaneously you have to see salvation and peace in the day-to-day life. In other words, space where you can take deep breaths. Where is it? It's not outside. It's not inside. Where is it? One is from outside inside. What is it? This is your form. Educação. Isso.